People, what's up? It's your boy JT Thompson back with another episode of Gym Talk. I'm back like I said I was, man. Y'all thought I was playing around. I'm back with part two. Things that motivate us to get to the gym. You heard the first episode earlier. If you haven't, go to the podcast and check it out. So we on part two, man. You know, things that should motivate a person to get to the gym, and the things that people do to not go to the gym. So check this out. It's like this. You know, I last left off on, you know, with the things that people make time for that's not conducive or not it's nothing that's gonna better their current physical appearance. Now, I don't want you guys to take what I'm saying and say, well, he's all about looks and looks ain't everything. And oh my God, all he talk about is how your body should look. I'm not saying that. When I am saying this, health is wealth. Wealth is not what's in your pocket. What's in your pocket is a tool to afford you the material things that you like to have in life. Those things that take away your current focus on what you should be currently focusing your mind on. If that makes sense to you guys. So don't get it twisted and think that I'm comparing your finances, which is what some of you guys think is wealth, to your health. Because you can have all the money in the world, and if you don't have your health, what good is it that you have the money? What good is a person with $10 million in a bank account and he can't even utilize it? He can't even enjoy it. There's so many people that in this current state, in this day and time, that work themselves and the current standard is I'm a boss. You know, that's the current standard. I'm a boss and you know, I'm out here and I'm getting it. I'm chasing this bag. But you're not chasing your health. You're not chasing the gym that's going to help you chase the bag. And if you're chasing the bag, you really got it messed up, because if you're about getting wealth or obtaining wealth, you know, financially, you shouldn't have to chase it. It should be things that you enjoy doing, that you have fun doing, that really it starts to chase you. So if you're still chasing it, you're really hustling. So now that I got that out the way, but let's talk about what I'm really here to talk about, which is your current health. And you should be chasing that. Your health won't chase you. You have to chase your health. Facts. You have to chase your health. Every day we get older. Every day we see a new beginning. Every day is a new beginning. So what you did yesterday affects what your health can be today. So we have to make smarter choices. I am not perfect. I am not speaking as a perfect person. I am not speaking as someone who makes smart decisions every day. However, I have made better decisions that is going to help me acquire the standard of health that I would like to obtain. I am about for me. I physically want to look good. I mentally want to be in a good place. I financially want to do what I love to do. As if I was to do it for free, I would still do it. So those three things are where I'm at with me. It may not be where you would like to be at, but I'm telling you, I think that's the order that people should use. Get your current health together, your current physical attributes. Why do I put emphasis on physical? Because that's what's going to help market you as an individual. If you're looking to get into television, the music industry, modeling, fashion, If you're an everyday person who has a job in marketing, or you know, you're trying to build your own brand and build your own business, you are your walking billboard. People are attracted to what they see on the outside before they get to see what's on the inside of your current blueprint that's going to make your business stand out. They look at what's on the outside. It is like when a person comes to your place of business and you say, yeah, I'm on the corner of Main Street and Belleville Road or whatever, and they come to Main Street and Belleville Road and they see the curve appeal of what your current business is looking like. They are attracted to what's on the outside before they get to see what's on the inside. Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? So you should always want to take care of your outside, so that way when people are drawn to you, now you have to work on your inner self, which is your mental, your character. For me, the gym plays a big part in that. If you would take 30 to 40 minutes out of your day, your busy day, because, you know, we're all so tired. I'm tired. I'm sleepy. I just want to chill. You know, those things that we say, you know, to stop us from going to the gym and putting in the work that we should be putting in. We use these words as a mechanism to stop us from really focusing on what's really important. So, you know, if you take that 30 to 40 minutes out of your day, you can build your character. You can mentally get in the right place of where you need to be at to further your career. Most people don't believe that. People say, man, come on now. It's about my skills. It's about my talents. What I bring to the table, my skill set will make what I'm trying to do. Yeah, that did you okay. But your skill set can only go so far. Let you start to lay on that hospital bed and all that goes away. I am trying my damnest to live a healthier lifestyle and to build my physique. And to, when I go to the doctor, I don't have any issues. I am trying my best to not have any issues. I see currently people that's in my life, what they go through physically. And I'm willing to bet they would trade everything right now to get back their physical attributes. I guarantee it. I train people. I have loved ones and I train people who have physical attributes that they would love to just, if they can get it all back, they'll trade everything in. The internal health, what's going on inside of their body, they would trade it all right now if they can get that together. We have to do better. We have to set a standard for ourselves, y'all. I'm not saying that if you do this, you won't have anything wrong with you. I'm not saying that at all. But you can limit the possibilities. You can be better. You know how you guys love to put first in your life your finances and your boss and your business. And we love to say our brand because, you know, it's me and my brand. And, you know, we use these words to make us feel better about ourselves. You know how you go out and you make that $2,000 or $3,000 and you go blow it on a bag, or you go blow it on your hairdo or whatever it may be. Fellas, you go buy it on something new for your car to make it more appealing, and it makes you feel good, right? Those things that you do makes you feel good. Just the fact of having a business that is mediocre, you will hype that business up as if it was really out here balling. And we use the word, oh no, I don't work for no, I'm a boss, because it makes us feel good. If we did that same thing in the gym, getting ourselves together physically, mentally, spiritually, building our character, you would be so much better as a person. I guarantee it. And you will feel better. So when you do say, I'm a boss, You know, I got my own brand. I got my own business. You're doing the things that's going to help you spiritually. I'm going to use that term. You're setting the standard now. Now, you're not only, you know, we love to say, well, I'm about energy. You know, we don't believe in God these days, you know, to each his own. For the whatever you believe in is what you believe in. But, you know, for whatever reason, we don't believe in God these days. A lot of people don't believe in God. Me, myself, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in God. That works for me. But a lot of people like to say, I believe in energy. I'm about my energy, my synergy, what's around me, the people I keep around me. Okay, so if you're that dedicated to that, then you should be more dedicated to going to the gym to create that energy, create that level of mental being of where you want to be at. I believe spiritually, going to the gym, my spirit allows me to make better decisions and to feel better about myself. So if you believe in your energy does that for you, then so be it. Use that as a mechanism so when you go to the gym, you can build that energy. See what people is in there. Gravitate to whatever people is working out the way you wish you can work out. And use that. You know, you might be able to approach that person. Hey, man, you know, I was just wondering, where are you getting these workouts from? I see how you're working out. You know, is that really good for your energy? Do you feel better? Like when you, and they may tell you, you guys might have something in common, energetic wise. All right. So I just want to leave that with y'all, man. This has been part two of what motivates a person to go to the gym and things that can stop you from being motivated to go to the gym. This is that episode, part two. Share it with your friends. Give it a like. Check me out. Plug me in. Subscribe. And hit the notification button. And if you got any questions, hit me up on Facebook, JT Thompson. Hit me up on Instagram, JT_ThompsonAthletics. And, you know, holla at me, you know, inbox me, holla at me, give me some creative ideas. We can talk about some things, all right? Eventually, I'm going to start doing lives, and I'm going to have these conversations live, and I know it's going to be a lot of people who agree with me, then it's going to be people who don't agree with me, and I'm looking forward to having these conversations with y'all, all right? It's your boy, JT Thompson. I'm out.